Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
There's an insanity to this. Dan, I don't know how to break this to you. Miami's not going 11-1. That's not happening. And by the way, if somehow in some dream scenario, Miami actually went 11-1, Clemson will crush their souls. What has anybody seen from Miami? I mean, Wilkins actually writing that it's more likely. Somebody else challenges him here, and then he says, well, the Canes are far from a perfect team, but this is what they have left. At UVA, at BC, Duke, at Georgia Tech, at Virginia Tech, Pitt. There are four road games there, but I think it's slightly better than a coin flip that Miami sweeps the board. $5,000, Dan. I'll wager $5,000 right this second that Miami doesn't sweep the board. And I'm not one of these people who is offering you the $1,000. And who's not going to pay? I'll put the money up now. Since you think it's more likely that Miami wins out than loses at least one of those games. Let me tell you something. It's more likely Miami loses this weekend than they win out. They struggled with Virginia last year. They often struggle with Virginia. And they're going to go play them at night. And they have a rookie quarterback who's not used to being on the road. And oh yeah, they can't block anybody. And oh, by the way, Bronco Mendenhall's team puts defensive pressure on you. They're gonna turn that kid over, mark my words. I am not at all sure that Miami survives this weekend, let alone anything beyond this weekend.
What is South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Dexter says, this is savage, Walt. Nice. You know, I sort of enjoyed that. Didn't you, Ramona?
Yeah.
Because every single word of that proved true. Every single word of it. In fact, Nikosi Perry was pulled from the game because he just kept throwing the ball right to Virginia. They had no hope of moving the ball at all. So the great Miami team that was going to go unbeaten the rest of the way just got their A handed to them by the Virginia Cavaliers. Just as we suspected. I'm only sorry that he didn't take my bet. $5,000. It's utterly laughable. I mean, the team is actually no good because they don't have a quarterback who can throw a forward pass. I had Miami fans, Ramona, they wrote me and said, you know, Walt, I don't know. And I saw this one or two other places, too. You know, I think we pulled Perry too soon. No. Look, Rozier sucks out loud, all right? But you had no choice but to pull Perry out of the game. Perry was going to do a Nathan Peterman deal at the pro level. He was going to throw like 10 picks in that game if anybody actually bothered watching it. I mean, he had no idea how to read anything that Virginia was doing, and he was just throwing them the ball. So he had to come out of the game. They had no choice. They had to go to Rozier. The sad part of it is, again, it's one of these herpes 1 v herpes 2 deals. Again, I don't know which of those is worse. I don't really study up on herpes. I know we have some herpes experts on the text line, et cetera. But experience pays. But here's the thing. That's all that is, all right? There's no choice there. Perry is not ready to play quarterback at this level, and Rozier sucks. But he was better than Perry. I mean, they had absolutely no choice. Tiger Harley says, Walt, where's the ding, 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 ding? You nailed it. Thank you, Harley. Texas says, I watched that lame game just to see if your pick was going to come true. Should have put my beer money on it. That was a thing of beauty. It was a thing of, and Virginia controlled the game from start to finish. I mean, it would have been a shame if they had somehow managed to lose that game because Miami never led. Never. They trailed the whole game. They trailed every second of play. They trailed. And I just, you know, look, did I have everything right this weekend? No, but I sure had that right. And we'll get the things that we didn't have right, like Georgia Tech, for example. And we'll talk about the whole ACC, but you know, again, that was my big deal last week. This stuff about Miami, Dan Woken, Miami could go undefeated. It's likelier than not that they run the table. And then if they beat Clemson in the ACC title game, blah, 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 and other assorted fantasies. You want to know the truth about Miami? They're a point, a bad referee's call, and some charitable play by Florida State from having three losses. I mean, because anybody who watched the Florida State-Miami game knows as bad as Florida State is, and again, they received charity from Louisville the week before, as bad as Florida State is, they should have beat Miami at Miami. And yet somehow Miami was going to go to Virginia and stomp them. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, again, the notion that Miami team with those two scrubs at quarterback could possibly go undefeated or any of that. Oh, by the way, Ramona, the total play before the year, ding, 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 Miami under 10.5. I said 8-win team at most, under 10.5. Already won. That's already a win. They have two losses, should have three. But since they have two, little math tells me they can't go better than 10-2. And since the number was 10.5, they've already lost. Texas, what about those idiotic penalties at the end, too? Oh, yeah, Miami doesn't have any discipline, never has. So that's not a surprise. Miami is always going to take a lack of discipline penalties. It's who they are. It's who they are. It's what they do. Texas says they better take that turnover chain to a pawn shop and raise some money. yeah, a turnover chain working real well for them. You know,
I thought they stopped doing that. No, they still do that.
Yeah, we really
kidding.
What they should have done is brought it over to the Virginia sideline, let them hand it out. As soon as Nikosi Perry started handing out favors, they should have brought it over to the Virginia sideline and let them hand it out. You know, it's just. They're just not any good. Texas says, truth about Miami is that the combined score in the last two Clemson's games is 96-3. They suck. They're not any good. Their defense is decent. You know, every time I watch a Miami game, here's another thing. Every time I watch a Miami game, I have to hear how they're the greatest defense in the country. During that broadcast, I mean, it just didn't stop. Meanwhile, the bozos doing the game were actually missing the game because the Virginia defense was better than Miami's. The Virginia defense was dominant. By the way, you know what, Ramona? I'm not the only person who had this right. You know who else had this right?
I believe
that Bradley from the After Further Review crew after us today also had Virginia. There were at least two of us who saw that. I mean, you know, again, Walt Demand from Anderson here says, I'm thinking that you, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where did it go? Walt, they made your text disappear. Here it is. I'm thinking the U means the who goes winless the rest of the year. I look, I don't know when they're going to win. Ramona, you know, everyone thought their schedule. Remember when Woken wrote this the other day? Remember he wrote some nonsense about how, you know, they're more likely not to run the rest of the schedule. And I said, I looked at their schedule and I said, they're likely to lose three games.
Right.
They have road games, you know, whatever. You know what? Georgia Tech just keeps fumbling the ball. They're still beating Miami. Mark my words. They're still beating Miami. What's Miami have the rest of the way? Texas, maybe Miami's trying to pay it forward. I like that. Give me Miami's schedule there. Because, again, their quarterback play, hideous. Hideous. Not good. And, you know, their defense is good, but their defense isn't like Clemson good. When people need to stop making that defense out to be the 85 Bears, because they're not. That defense is good, but they're not Clemson good. Willis is a good player. Willis, you know, when Willis can stay straight in the middle of that line, he's a round one draft pick type guy. He's a good player. Jackson's a pretty good player. You have an All-American safety when he's healthy. But that defense, other than that, those linebackers are okay. They're not as good as they're made out to be. None of those guys are round one draft picks. Everybody looks at those linebackers and talks them up like they're all-time players. They're all right. They're pretty good, but that defense is good, but it is not like Clemson good. It's an entirely different level of good. Give me the rest of that schedule.
Their next game is Boston College.
That's away, right?
Yes.
They're going to lose that game. If A.J. Dillon's healthy, they're going to lose that game.
Then they have Duke at home.
I can see them losing that game, even at home.
Then they go to Georgia Tech.
They're losing that game.
Then they go to Virginia Tech.
Who knows? You know, Virginia Tech is like some stumble drunk who walks down the street and somehow, you know, doesn't have any idea where he's going, can't see straight, whatever, but just keeps stumbling through traffic without being hit by cars. That's who they are. I mean, I have no idea how they won at North Carolina. They got totally outplayed at North Carolina. I think North Carolina was in the red zone like seven times and couldn't win the game.
And their last game is Pittsburgh at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I thought they were an 8-win team with a crappy schedule before the year, and I still think they're an 8-win team. Dylan says, how does the Coastal play out, Walt, for the ACC championship? No friggin' idea, Dylan. Honestly, no idea. Maybe it'll be Virginia. I don't know. Right now, there's not a team in the whole division that can play a lick. I mean, honestly, that's just the truth of it. There's not one team. Duke is 1-1. Duke has the best defense in the Virginia in the division, but they're not very good offensively. You know, and they still have to play Clemson. There's not a team in that division that's any good right now. I don't know. I think that the Coastal is just going to hand in a card when it comes time to play the ACC championship game. It just says, we pass. No thanks. No. We're not going to play that thing this year because
so they're just going to forfeit?
Yeah, I think that's the best idea. I think that's in everyone's best interest.
I'm
because,
sure.
Because right now there's not a team in the division that can play. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I don't have the foggiest idea. I think 5 wins will win the division. It may be a tie with multiple teams at 5. But, I mean, again, is Virginia... Let me pull up these ACC standings. Virginia Tech is still unbeaten in the league, right? You pull up ACC standings and I get this crap. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Here it is. Virginia Tech, and of course, this is giving me last year's. Ramona, pull up the ACC football standings for me, please. Why would the ACC website give me last year's standings? Okay. Virginia Tech is unbeaten in the division, correct? Their losses were to ODU and to Notre Dame. Here it is. Here it is. And, of course, no, it's not. There it is. There. Now I have it.
Yes, 3-0 in conference, 3-0 in league, which is what I thought. How this football team is 3-0 in league is beyond me. Because, I mean, they're terrible. Virginia Tech is a terrible football team. Terrible. How they're 3-0. I mean, do you know that the Old Dominion team that Virginia Tech lost to, you know how many wins they have? One. They still have one win. Old Dominion has one win over Virginia Tech. The leader of the Coastal Division, who's 3-0, is the only team Old Dominion has beaten all year. And Old Dominion scored 50 on them. 50. I mean, Virginia Tech, 3-0. I mean, look, anyone who watched the game against North Carolina, they got outplayed. Oh, no, we suck again, as Texter says. Yes. Oh, no, we suck again. I mean, Virginia Tech, how Virginia Tech's on being in a league, I have no idea. I don't have the foggiest idea because they're terrible. I mean, the two best defenses in that division are probably Virginia and Duke. I guess Miami is somewhere close to that. Maybe those three defenses are the best. The only problem is none of those teams have offense. So the three teams that can play defense have no offense. Virginia Tech, I still don't know how Virginia Tech beat Duke. I'm still not sure of that. They beat Florida State in the first game of the year, which we know now doesn't really count. So they benefited from that. And then they somehow whipped up on Duke at Duke. How? I don't have any idea. But they did. And now they've managed to beat UNC. And now UNC has improved on defense to a degree. But again, North Carolina led that game most of the game. I think they're inside the 20-yard line like seven times. Ted says $10 says Pitt wins the Coastal. They suck too. I mean, there's a whole lot of suck going around the ACC Coastal right now. I'll tell you that. Walt Eptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar. Quick break. We'll be back.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Warm up your appetites. As the weather gets cooler, you tend to want something hot to eat. As you know, Subway restaurants offer many delicious hot subs. The steak and cheese, Subway melt, the meatball, and more. All delicious and hot. Subway's hot subs are fresher and tastier. Come to Subway restaurants for a good, fresh, hot meal at a great value. During the month of October, mention you heard this ad on WCCP-FM 105.5 The Roar and receive a free cookie on your next visit.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
I am Chet, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Dare on the radio.
Listening to The Health Dare program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized The Health Dare was working. I'm off of 4 different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The Health Dare just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from the Health Dare. It's just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Dare today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
1, 2, 3, and.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar. Russell writes, Walt, you mean it takes the ACC Coastal to get you to say the words? I don't know. Yeah, apparently, Russell. I'm stumped. I'm completely stumped. I have no friggin' idea. Honestly, at this point, I think any team in that division could still win that division. Any team. Because I don't think anyone's going to win more than 5 games. So I still think that it's in play for every single team in the division. And I'm not even sure about 5. It seems possible to me that you could have a team that wins 4. I know Virginia Tech. Let's take a look at Virginia Tech's record. Or their schedule. Give me the Hokies' remaining schedule. I can't believe that team is 3-0 in the league. I cannot believe it. It's impossible. You know, Peter says that when I gave out Miami that it was at 10. Maybe it was. All along, I've thought it was 10.5. I'm going to go back and check the original audio. But all along, I've said a million times 10.5. So I've had in my head all along it was 10.5. And I'm seldom wrong about that type of thing. But I'll check it. Yeah, give me their schedule, Ramona. Give me the Virginia Tech schedule. It's just impossible to believe
that their next game is Georgia Tech.
Impossible to believe that team is 3-0 in league. All right, go ahead.
Their next game is Georgia Tech at home.
Okay, I know it seems impossible given what Georgia Tech has done. I still think they're beating that team.
Then they have Boston College at home.
You know, Boston College's defense has turned out to be a disappointment to me. I thought that defense would be better. I don't know where A.J. Dillon is when he's playing. I mean, that's the whole key to Boston College. So until we know about Dillon, you know, you don't know about Miami versus them. You don't know about Virginia Tech versus them. If A.J. Dillon's playing, they're not losing to Virginia Tech. I'll tell you right now.
And then they go to Pittsburgh.
Texas says, Walt, sounds like Dave Doran's very confident they'll beat Clemson this year. If the last 2 years is NC State for real. That's from Sam in Simpsonville. You know what, Sam?
I don't think we have enough to go on. I do think this. I think they think they are, and I think that matters. You know, I know everyone loves to bash Dave Dorn around here, and I get why. I mean, he, obviously you have Computergate. You have he's just not a likable guy. He's not a personable guy, but his players seem to like him. I don't know. I mean, I think that the last 2 years they've proven to themselves they can compete. And they're better than I thought they were going to be. I thought that losing that entire defensive line of scrimmage was going to be too much for them to overcome, but they've been pretty good at the line of scrimmage on both sides. That offensive line's pretty good. And obviously, Finley's very competent. He gets the ball out quickly, and he has the big-bodied receivers that could potentially give Clemson issues. I mean, I think going into it, they're confident. I think going into it, you'd have to take the points. But no. I don't think they're winning the game. So there's that. Texter 346. All I can tell you is grow up. It's the same thing from you every single day. I mean, you're like a 5-year-old, and I'm not going to entertain you. All right, give me the rest of it.
After Boston College, they go to Pittsburgh.
I could see them losing that game too.
Okay, and then they have Miami at home.
Who knows?
And then they have Virginia at home.
They own Virginia historically by birthright. They win that game every year. That's going to be one that, until I see it change, I'm not going to really be able to believe it. That game's in Blacksburg, you said?
The Virginia game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Virginia on the road in Blacksburg at the end of the year, but I do think that defense travels, and I think Virginia Tech will have that. I'll tell you this, there won't be points scored in that game. That's going to be a very low-scoring game. Texas say, well, NC State hasn't played anyone this year, and everyone they've played has scored on them, Blake and Liberty. Blake, I don't know. I said that before they beat Boston College, and granted, A.J. Dillon didn't play, but they think they belong, and that's a big part of it. And the last 2 years, they've played Clemson to relatively even games. I mean, let's be honest, 2 years ago, they should have won. They missed the 30-yard field goal, 32-yard field goal, whatever it was. And last year's game was obviously a very competitive game, one of the best games that was played in the ACC all year. So they have a belief, and their offensive line is pretty good, and that gives them a chance to compete. It gives Finley a chance to compete. I mean, they're going to try and control the ball. They're going to try and make it a limited possession game. And we'll see whether it works out. I'm picking Clemson in the game. I just don't know about that point total. That's a high number, very high number for games that have been competitive the last 2 years. But I think Clemson is going to win the game. Honestly, it doesn't matter with how many points you win by anymore. It matters whether you win. Let me tell you something. All season, all we heard in the early season was basically Clemson wasn't acquiring enough style points. How about now? Do style points matter after this weekend? All it matters is you win. Because this notion that you're going to have 17 unbeaten teams at the end of the year is just false. I mean, look what happened this weekend. It was a good week to have a bye week. Look what happened around the country. Look how many allegedly great teams fell, or almost fell, in the case of Notre Dame, who were outplayed in their own building by Pittsburgh. Matthew says Virginia Tech has a 14-game winning streak over Virginia. Might be 15 soon. Yeah. I knew it was something like that. They own Virginia by birthright. I mean, those games are never even competitive. I mean, the scores of those games, I don't even remember any competitive games between those two teams. It's always a blowout in Virginia Tech's favor. So we'll see how that plays out. Clemson Terry says maybe the Coastal can have an all-star team go up against the Atlantic. Maybe. Kevin says 2 years ago, the ACC looked to be the best Power 5 conference. Now just garbage. Without Clemson, the ACC is irrelevant. Yeah. I mean, I think this year that's the case. I mean, I think it changes on a year-by-year basis. Some of it's just related to quarterback play. But, you know, I think there were false expectations that Miami and Florida State were going to be good. Well, you know, those expectations were nonsensical. You know, those two teams were vastly overrated and still are overrated. I mean, we can get right back this week to people picking Miami again and thinking that Miami is going to do something, and they're not any good. So you can think whatever you want. I mean, they're going to win eight games just by virtue of the fact they had an easy schedule. But, you know, they're not coming close to the 10 or 10 and a half wins that was the total on them before the year. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. Look, the seasons change, and as they do, and you begin to feel the cold creeping in these last few days at times, and we're back to warmer today. But as the seasons change, I don't know how it works. I don't need to. I host a sports talk show. My friends at Roto-Rooter know how. But your plumbing needs change seasonally. Expansion, contraction, cold weather after warm. I don't know. All I know is you have different seasonal plumbing concerns. The only way you stay on top of those concerns is you go to rotorooter.com, you follow the helpful hints, and you'll avoid needing their services. On the other hand, if you don't do any of that, you're going to wind up in big trouble. You're going to have emergencies. Here's the deal. Avoid the emergencies. Follow the hints. If you fail to do that and you have emergencies, here's the good news for you. Roto-Rooter is going to be there around the clock to save you. 24/7, 365, Roto-Rooter around the clock. Call them. They'll be there. A real live human being is going to answer your call and help you find solutions to your issues. How about that? That's Roto-Rooter. It's Roto-Rooter. Call them. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. I apologize. I've kept some of you on hold too long. I'm getting right to you. Don't go anywhere, Miami James and Joe. Miami James. James, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How you doing, buddy?
Good, James. Appreciate you getting in.
I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your prediction again for this past Saturday. I tell you, I've been a Hurricanes fan for about 30 years now, but with each year that goes by, it seems harder and harder to admit that. But this year's team, the offensive line is just garbage.
Yep.
They can't block anybody. They've got some pretty good running backs, but they can't open up any lanes for them.
I agree with that completely. I think the running backs have talent, but you're just not getting any. I mean, you know, Homer made one or two plays in that game, but for the most part, these guys weren't even getting back to the line of scrimmage and they're getting hit.
No, they weren't. And they've got some pretty good receivers, but they don't have a quarterback that can get the ball to them. N'Kozy Perry is going to be another Ja'Cory Harris, I believe. He wants to throw the home run ball every game, and he paid for that Saturday. But
look, he has
many problems.
Yeah, but look, James, Perry has talent, all right? Perry is the talent at the quarterback position amongst those first two guys, but he just doesn't have any experience. And so he's going to make mistakes, especially against a defense like that, coached by a guy like a Bronco Mendenhall. And so I think in a real sense, Rick had no choice but to make the play back to Rozier there. But I do think going forward, I don't know if he's made any announcement, but I would expect him to go back to Perry, although I don't know that.
I agree with what you say. He does definitely have more talent than Rozier does. It's just, I don't know. It seems like every year you think things are going to be better, but they better start trying to recruit some offensive linemen because they have nobody right now.
Yep, it's a big issue, and we've seen it right from the start of the year, and there's even been a little, you know, a constant discussion about it in Miami circles, but that offensive line has not played well, and they could not handle Virginia in that game the other night.
No, and I don't see them. I can't see them beating Virginia Tech. I can't see them beating Georgia Tech. It's you might as well say the season's pretty much over with, and just hope to come back next year and make things might be a little better, hopefully.
Yep. Thank you, James. I agree. I think they will be better. You know, let me say this. I don't love Mark Richt, all right? Obviously, I don't love his big game record. I don't love him against ranked teams. I do think he's recruiting pretty well. Now, Miami's always recruited better than everybody in the Coastal. Even in their down years, they recruit better than anybody in the Coastal. So that alone does not explain how Miami's fallen on hard times. Look, let me put it this way. The Willis kid, who's a transfer from Florida, from Florida, who had issues off the field. Joe, I'm coming right to you. Just hang in there. I know you've been hanging on a while. I'll get to you as soon as we come back. We're going to take a break in 1 minute. The Willis kid is what Miami defensive linemen used to look like. But the thing is, they used to have 8 or 10 of those guys. See, when here's the difference in where Miami is. I keep trying to explain this. What Clemson looks like now is what Miami used to look like. All these cats you see Clemson has up front defensively and the depth that Clemson has, that's what Miami used to have. That's what made Miami great. More than anything else, it started on that defensive front. Now, they had great Hall of Fame type offensive linemen, too. Miami had Miami in their heyday was unbelievable at the line of scrimmage. They're not anymore. You can have all the running backs and wide receivers and DBs and linebackers you want, but until you're better at the line of scrimmage, you're not going to be what you were then. The U is dead until they find a way to be dominant again at the line of scrimmage, and they are not. People keep wishing it so. Again, if you go watch the broadcast of that Miami-Virginia game, you would swear that this was 2001, and you were watching one of the great Hurricane teams of all time. Because they just talked in glowing terms about how brilliant, how great the Miami defense is. It is not. That defense isn't close to what it once was. Oh, they have a few players. Yeah, they have 3, 4, 5 players that could play for anybody. But the problem is they used to have 22 of them over there. They used to have a depth chart where even the twos were all Americans. That just isn't true anymore. Quick break. Joe, I'm coming right to you. Walt Iptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greer at Eastside. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Mickey Power here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
You probably drove right by ACD Sports in Easley while traveling 123 to and from home games. The ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop has relocated to the Hamrick Shopping Center in a larger, beautiful store dedicated to Clemson fans, parents, alumni, and local high schools. ACD Sports offers a unique variety of Clemson items with the best selection of ladies' wear in the area. New items arrive weekly, so check the store regularly. Look for the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop signs on 123. Y'all in? Go Tigers!
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrick Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrick Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Provenance Staffing has been helping employers and job seekers come together. Whether it's hospitality, general labor, skilled construction, heavy equipment operators, or housekeeping, Provenance Staffing can help you in your new career or advance your current career. If you need employees or a job, put the power of experience to work for you. Call Provenance Staffing where their talent is finding your talent. Call 442-6002. Online at ProvenanceStaffing.com.
Wants better than Walt's Neptula. Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gonna punch you at 110%.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walked up to the Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I can't walk, man.
Why? What's
I don't know. I did something to my left knee. I don't know what I did. My left knee has never, ever bothered me.
Huh.
Ever. And, I mean, I can't even straighten it. I have no idea what I did. I was doing, lawn work yesterday because I had let it go long enough that the, you know, I can't have somebody come in and do it anymore because, you know. The doggies. So I had let it go, you know. I mean, like, you know, there were like deer hiding in my grass. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly I did. In any case, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off. That's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. It doesn't get better. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. You get out there, you'll thank me later. Ramona, we had just... Almost every day on the text line, we have people writing us, thanking us for Simmons. The other day, remember what it was? It was a guy who told us that he had got, what did he get?
I think he got a queen for king, $400.
King size. It was king size. That I know.
I remember thinking $400 was less than what I got mine for way back.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's even better than what I did.
Yeah, and again, people write us every day about the incredible deals they've got they received at the Simmons Mattress Outlet. Start enjoying a better night's sleep. Sleep has never been more affordable or attainable. Go and take advantage of it. You mentioned you heard it here. They throw in the box spring free. It just doesn't get better. Start sleeping better today. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Joe. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
Before I talk, thanks for taking my call, by the way. Before I get to South Carolina, you know, UVA, Walt, the Thomas Jefferson School beat the U. I mean, my gosh. Thomas Jefferson? Are you? It's a basketball school, guys. Yeah. I mean, I can't. Miami needs to do right now is fire Mark Richt and give whatever it takes to get Mike Leach down to Miami, Florida, so you can be respectable again and perhaps win a national championship. Because if Leach wins in Pullman, Washington, and they're 5-1 and they have a chance to go ahead, you know, work their way up to the championship game, you think he can get the talent back into Miami? I'm pretty sure he can.
What Leach is doing at another outlier institution where you basically have no facilities and it's just not a place conducive to football winning. Again, prior to Leach coming there, go check Washington State's record those few years prior to him getting there. They won like one game. They're like 1-30 or something in a 30-game stretch, a 31-game stretch, whatever it was. And when he took over Texas Tech, that was also a shambles, and he brought them into a top 10 school. I mean, they were on the verge of competing for a national championship in 2008, I think it was. And so what he's done at two outliers is just astonishing. And what, you know, Joe, it's just amazing. And people are so stupid. This is how stupid people are. People watch Leach's quarterbacks, and they go to the NFL, and they fail. And then these idiots say, well, you see, nobody out of that system can make it at the pro level. No, you idiots. It's that he's taking scrubs off the street and turning them into 5,000-yard passers, and these guys could just as well be selling hot dogs in the stands. I mean, they have no talent. Gardner Minshew sucked at East Carolina. Now he looks like he's a candidate to win the Heisman Trophy.
He's the number one passer in America, Walt. He couldn't even start at ECU, and he's throwing out, 2,500 yards. But real quick about South Carolina, I didn't think we were going to win. It was a relatively close game at the end. You can probably say Jake Bentley's horrible interception cost us the game. But at the end of the day, Walt, everybody wants to blame Jake Bentley. He probably had the best second half of his career of any game. Three touchdowns, two-point conversions. But at the end of the day, Walt, you got to start looking at the coaching staff. These slow starts are on the coaching staff. And I don't – Bentley has his own blame. He hasn't played well. I'm a critic of Bentley. But eventually you have to blame the coaches because these slow starts need to stop and these drops need to stop. 146 yards worth of drops in one game. You can't even get a field goal in the first half. That's on the coaching staff. And, Bentley, like I said, Bentley has his problems.
Are the drops on the coaching staff, Joe? I mean, if we're going to credit – if we're going to credit Bentley with these hidden yards that his receivers drop, and I have a problem with that anyway, but I'll get to that. If we're going to credit Bentley with these hidden yards that the receivers drop, then don't we also have to excuse the coaches? Or are you saying it's the coaches' fault the receivers aren't catching the ball?
I'm saying it's the coach's fault, period. It's ultimately up to them.
Okay.
Because right now we have a first-year offensive coordinator splitting time between the offense and the wide receiver.
You did so just beat Missouri. Right position. You did just beat Missouri the week before with a backup quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Barely, because an act of God happened, Walt.
that's sort of true.
It literally was an act of God. I think we'll beat Tennessee. I still think we'll beat Ole Miss. But this is a wasted year, Walt. And it's on the coaching staff. It's not on anybody else. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Joe's bitter about that staff. I mean, I think South Carolina is moving in the right direction.
you know, I think people need to take it easy. What do you expect? Like a national title this year? I mean, I think it takes time. South Carolina doesn't have much depth. And, oh, by the way, South Carolina's played without one of their better defensive players in Wonnum. And when you don't have a ton of depth, that hurts you. And he's the best pass rusher that the Gamecocks had, and he's been unavailable to them. That's been a big loss that people don't want to talk about. You know, I've seen the Bentley stuff. I've been engaged with some of you, as you know, on Twitter in this conversation about, you know, all these hidden yards that Bentley has lost due to receiver drops. This is true. All right. Somebody's writing me right now, 7 drop passes, not Bentley's fault. This is true. The receivers have dropped a lot of balls. But here's the thing. I saw this number that was posted before this weekend. And, well, if receivers had caught all these passes, Bentley would have had 650 yards more. You can't do that, all right, because every quarterback has dropped. So you'd have to go back and credit every one of them with all the yardage they've lost. All right, has Bentley lost some yards due to receiver drops? Without question. Has Bentley lost some yards due to his own poor throws? Absolutely. And that's what people want to ignore. He lost 150 yards and 2 touchdowns alone against Kentucky because of 2 bad throws. That's just 2. And I didn't chart the whole game because I'm sure I could find a lot of others. All right, I mean, he had Edwards wide open for a touchdown. He underthrew it by 10 yards. Edwards had to come back to the ball, and in so doing, he dropped it. That drop is really on Bentley. It's because he underthrew the ball so badly, his receiver had to sit there and wait for it like he's fair catching a punt. I mean, the ball was 10 yards underthrown, or Edwards walks into the end zone. I mean, you know, assuming he caught it. And then later on, Dowdell gets behind the secondary off of Bentley's scramble, and he's 5 yards behind the secondary, and Bentley underthrows it. Not only do you not get a 70-yard touchdown, but it's a pick because he underthrows it. So, yes, Bentley's receivers have let him down. Fact. That is a fact. And he has not been helped by that group of receivers that was supposed to be so elite. Here's another fact. He hasn't played well. He's made a lot of bad throws. A lot of really poor throws. And so, you know, again, you want to credit him with all this hidden yardage for his receiver drops. We'll also subtract all these yards that were on him. And there's 150 alone in the Kentucky game and 2 touchdowns and what turned into an interception that's on him. So the point is, Texas says maybe the receivers are shocked the ball was catchable. The point is, there's a lot of blame to go around. It's not just Bentley's fault. That's a fact. It's not just the receiver's fault. That's a fact. None of them have played well. Bentley hasn't played particularly well, and neither have those receivers. And if you want to win these kind of games, you got to make plays. You know, and I said, it's on all of them. Deebo Samuel, first series of the Kentucky game. First series, it's 3rd down and 9. Bentley throws a perfect ball to him right over the middle, 11 yards, 1st down, he drops it. So, you know, the point is, this is the point. You know, I don't want to, when you evaluate Bentley, you can't just do it from a one-sided perspective. You can't just say, well, his receivers dropped 27 balls, and that cost him 600. Otherwise, he'd be – no, that's wrong. All right, that's somebody who's trying to spin it into something it's not. The truth is, and you know what? I don't have to go and chart every play to know this. My eyes have proven it, and so should yours if you've watched the games. Bentley has not played particularly well or with any consistency. At the same time, his receivers have not played well. So there's plenty of blame to go around. Where I'm reluctant to place the blame is actually the coaching staff. Because, I mean, I've seen guys running open that were missed. I've seen receivers open who dropped balls. All right, so I'm not inclined to want to blame the coaching staff for that. At some point, the players have to make plays. I think in general, the direction of the South Carolina program is positive. I think they're heading in the right direction. I think you just have to be a little patient. It's not going to happen overnight. Spurrier, cliche alert, left the cupboard bare. It's just a fact. You can't fix it overnight. Let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated, they'll make sure you're treated as such. They serve the entire upstate and the and North Carolina and have for more than a decade. Listen, parents, you'll feel at ease with your children away from home knowing that their vehicles have been checked by the mechanics at My Garage. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. Lester and Roxanna are the owners. They just do an incredible job. They do everything in the automotive repair industry. They specialize in computer diagnostic, engine repair, strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating, and more. My Garage services all of the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, Infiniti, Land Rover, Porsche. But Lester wants you to know they work on any make and model. They have robotic alignments. They're perfect every time. A human being never touches your vehicle. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental, Hankook. Call them. Tell them I sent you. You'll get some special deals. 633-5800. 633-5800. Call them. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable Chicken Supremes. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Have you noticed a construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family.